This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Arizona Congressman Trent Franks, a Republican representing the Grand Canyon State's 2nd Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about the heating up health care debate on Capitol Hill, which included a rally against the Democratic measure on Thursday. And now we know that there's likely to be a vote on Saturday evening on this massive piece of legislation. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Oh, I'm just honored to be with you, sir.
This was a relatively hastily arranged rally on Capitol Hill. The call for it started just a few days ago. What kind of turnout did you get, and what was the main reason why you did it?
Well, I guess it's my job to say to you that I was amazed at the turnout. But, you know, Greg, I was amazed at the turnout because we had just so little time to put it together, just a few days. And there was a massive crowd there. If you saw it, it was incredible. And they were still coming when I had to go back and do some votes in the committee. So I just have to say that it's a credit to the people. And even though the liberals try to diminish them as sort of the rabble-rousers of society, you know, these were middle America. These were senior citizens, small business owners, people that cared about America. And they don't want this health care monstrosity shoved down their throat. And if the administration does that, I think these folks may shove it somewhere else in the next election.
Sir, do you get the sense that the mission was accomplished, that members of Congress are even more on notice from their constituents that they don't want this to happen?
Well, I really believe that the rally and the effort itself, the House call, was astonishing success. And so I hope it has the effect that, you know, we wanted it to, which was to let some of the members of the Congress that are on the fence on this thing or in marginal districts know that they are facing a backlash from the people of this country. And I think it did that. I'm even hearing, you know, even some very vague rumors that they may call off the vote Saturday night. Now, I would be surprised if they do that, but that is indeed what we're hearing, and it probably is just a rumor, but it tells me that there's some nervousness, and that's certainly what we need, because right now we're so outnumbered here as Republicans, and I don't think any Republican is going to vote for this bill, but we're still so outnumbered that without the people's involvement, we won't have a chance to stop it.
Congressman, given the many months of this debate, is it simply the fear of losing their job that's likely to get the attention of those on the fence or at this point still in support of the Democratic legislation? What specific message might have gotten through that hasn't gotten through before?
Well, you know, I wish I could say that somehow the logic of the debate has pierced the kind of the thick varnish of liberal dogma, but I'm afraid that they're seeing the light because they're feeling the heat. And if that's what it takes, then let's make sure that they feel the heat.
And what do you expect Saturday? You mentioned there's a possibility if the votes aren't solidly lined up behind this bill, the 218 that the Democrats need, that it could be called off. Talk about what you expect to happen on Saturday.
Well, right now they say that we are definitely going to have a vote on Saturday, and I suppose that the preponderance of evidence is in that direction. And if that's the case, they probably have their votes. But I have to tell you, I think that some of those votes are tentative, and if that develops in light of the last elections that we've had recently and this massive rally of the people on Washington, we've got people surrounding the Capitol right now. It's pretty wonderful. And if that makes enough people nervous, they may be forced to call the vote off. And that would be such a victory, because if they can do that, that means now the people just need to turn up the heat and we have a chance to win.
Congressman, just today, the American Medical Association and the AARP backing the Pelosi bill. How much tougher does that make your job?
Well, it does make it tougher, and I have to tell you, if they'll grant me diplomatic immunity here, shame on them both for doing that. Their job is not to weigh in on something that will help their organization. Their job is to help the constituency of that group. The American Medical Association, if they don't represent what's best in terms of medical care for the individuals, then they are misrepresenting what their stated mission is. And the same with AARP. Their job is to try to represent the best interests of the senior citizens of this country. And this bill is a tremendous blow to senior citizens. This is something that will diminish the quality of health care and certainly endanger senior citizens with rationing and other diminished care. And I just, I'm astonished that organizations that have as their ostensible mission protecting these individuals would, for the sake of political gain or some backroom deal, would jump on this thing. It's like being betrayed by some of your own family. You know, it's a disgrace.
Congressman, I know from your career that the sanctity of life issue is very important to you. Some competing stories as it relates to the abortion issue in the Pelosi bill. Some say that they've adopted language that will pacify some blue dog Democrats when it comes to taxpayer funding of abortions. The leader of that effort, though, Bart Stupak, I don't think is okay with the language that's been added to this point. Your own leader, John Boehner, with a release today suggesting that absolutely abortion will be funded as part of the public option. What can you tell our listeners for sure on that?
Well, Mr. Boehner is correct. Bart Stupak is a Democrat, and I probably hold very few Democrats in the world in higher esteem than Bart Stupak. He is truly a great American. Now, he and I vote differently on a lot of things, but on the things that really, really count, he is a strong, courageous man willing to stand up to his own party to do what he believes in his heart is right. And I wish him all the courage and the strategy and the best wind of fortune that he can have. And he really is trying to protect the unborn. And this bill, the way it's written, will be the largest expansion of abortion on demand since Roe versus Wade. And the fact that they are deceiving the American people and saying otherwise, again, just adds to the disgrace of it all.
What specifically does it say in there that makes you believe that, in fact, it will be that massive of an expansion?
Well, you know, we've had the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits the funding of abortion very specifically and very clearly, and they will not let any of our amendments be voted on or passed to do that, because they know that the way the bill is written now, under the public option, that's the government option that will essentially, in down the road, will probably supplant almost all others, will have the ability, even if they do it through contractors or through third-party groups, will have the ability to fund abortion with taxpayers' money. And it's something that I just to suggest that abortion is health care, to, you know, if you imagine a child being aborted and say that somehow this is health care, you know, is that Obamacare for the unborn? I mean, is that what we really are as Americans? Is that what those people out under those rows of the Stars of David on the tombstones and the crosses of Calvary on the little white stones out in Arlington, is that what they died for, so that we could use taxpayer money to kill our own children? I mean, I know sometimes when I speak of this issue, I get a little seemingly overpassionate, but, you know, if we recognize that 50 million children are now dead, little Americans that could have brought God knows what to our country, and 4,000 more are dying every day, someone that truly has a conscious awareness of that shouldn't be too criticized for losing some of their comportment and civility over such a tragedy. And this is something that I just cannot believe we've come to in America, and Barack Obama should be completely ashamed of himself.
Congressman, related back to the Stupak effort to get the proper language from the Hyde Amendment in here, he says he's got the votes lined up to defeat the rule that would preclude even getting to a final vote on the actual bill. Do you believe that that's likely to happen?
I think it's possible. He'll have every Republican just about. I can't imagine any Republican that would not help him do that. And then all he needs is enough pro-life Democrats, and he can defeat the rule. And that represents a great deal of courage on Bart's part, and I just wish the guy the best. I wish there was some way that we could be of as much service to him in this effort as possible. Now, I will tell you very openly, and he is aware of this, even if they take out the abortion funding in this bill, it's still a monstrosity, but it's still a bad thing for health care. But to have as a, you know, ostensibly a government health care bill that is, at least on the face of it, the pretending to be trying to create health care for individuals that also pays for the killing of helpless little children, I just find that again, a disgrace that beggars my ability to articulate. I just don't seem to find the words for it.
Congressman, your passion is well heard here, and I'm sure it is back in the district and on the floor of the House as well. Thank you, sir. We'll certainly be watching over the next few days.
Thank you for everything you do for this country, and I certainly mean that.
Arizona Congressman Trent Franks represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.